Welcome back to Strong in the Saddle. I'm your host, Katrina. And I have a low-key obsession with the most random thing ever, that being the Navy SEALs. It started, I want to say, last March, April, when I was in tax season. I started listening to podcasts, specifically Jocko's podcast, the Jocko podcast, and it just kind of like, it grew from there. I started listening to various other podcasts, and it kind of like fizzled away. I read a few military Navy SEAL books at the start of 2023. I read Dan Crenshaw's book, Fortitude. I read Jocko's book. I think I read a David Goggins book. So I read at least three Navy SEAL books. And then, yeah, it kind of fizzled from there. And then the last couple of months, like as I was going through tax season, I have a lot of time at a desk where I can be, you know, passively listening to podcasts while I work. And I got on the Navy SEAL train again. And yes, I started listening to Jocko's podcast again. I listened to Cleared Hot. I listened to Mic Drop. I listened to The Sean Ryan Show. I listened to all of these podcasts and have just become just very, very much interested in the Navy SEALs and their way of thinking, their discipline to how they approach things. One individual in particular that very much piqued my interest was Admiral McRaven. If you have not heard his University of Texas commencement speech, I highly recommend you listen to it. I also very much enjoyed both of his episodes on the Jocko podcast. I think he is like the standard that we should all be living up to. He's very much this old school military guy who has done very, very well in his career. He is very successful. He is very disciplined. From what I can see from the outside, he seems like he's got his stuff figured out. He's very orderly, goal-driven, like all of those things that I think all of us should be trying to emulate as well. I have a huge amount of respect for Admiral McRaven, and yeah, have just been soaking up every little bit of kind of like that Navy SEAL mentality. And I thought today we could kind of interweave it with horses, because of course that's my other obsession, is horses. Horses and Navy SEALs at the moment. And I thought we could kind of like join the two together and talk about how we can learn from the Navy SEALs and incorporate it to become better equestrians. The title of one of Admiral McRaven's books is Make Your Bed. And I think that definitely like portrays the like initial SEAL mindset. When they go into basic training, as I know, it's a lot of just like the very, very basic things and making sure that those are checked off every single day. So like boots are polished, your bed is made, your hair is kept very trim and in place, your uniform is very much tidy and, you know, pressed or whatever needs to be done. Schedules are kept, you're always on time or probably early, and everything's just very, very orderly and well maintained, and just you're taking care of your stuff. And it goes from the very basic things, which there's a quote, it's like something like what you do with the little things you do with the big things. I can't 100% remember the quote, but I think that we can learn a lot from that as equestrians, because I really think those basic fundamental things that we do every single day can have a huge impact on the bigger things. And so we can look at that in terms of like maintaining our equipment, keeping our saddles clean, keeping our tack all hung up and neat in the barn, and just doing regular maintenance on our tack, as well as like horse trailers, trucks, all of that sort of thing. Basic care when it comes to our horses, all of those things that are like just like the basic day-to-day maintenance, taking care of things that you do every day. So as an equestrian, I would encourage you to consider, what is the equestrian version of make your bed? What is something that you should be doing every single day? It might be something that you overlook and think it isn't that big of a deal. What is one thing for you as an equestrian or as a horse owner that you could be doing every day? What is your version of make your bed? And I would encourage you to like set up some sort of a challenge for you. Like mark that you're doing this every single day or however often is appropriate. What is that thing that you can start doing consistently that will, you know, if you get that thing done, it kind of gets the ball rolling for everything else as it relates to your horses. Another trait I would say we could take from the Navy SEALs is the idea of goal setting. I think to become a Navy SEAL in the first place, so one, you have to set that goal that you want to be a Navy SEAL, and then you got to set up the path to achieve that, right? Like it is very much set out by the US military on how to become a SEAL, but as an individual, you need to say, okay, I want to be a Navy SEAL, and then you have to set all these goals, set a timeline for actually doing that. And on a larger scale, as you become a Navy SEAL, you know, maybe going overseas and potentially seeing some combat, the overall organization has a goal of doing something while they're over there. They set a goal and then they come up with a way of achieving that goal. In the same way as equestrians, I think it's very, very important to be setting goals. And right now I'm reading The Way of the SEAL by Mark Divine. And in the part that I just read, he was talking about goal setting. And as much as we want to roll our eyes at it, he did talk about SMART goals. So that stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So you want your goal to meet all of that criteria. You don't want to just say, I want to ride my horse better, or I want to be my horse to be more well-trained. Like that's not specific enough. It doesn't give a timeline. Is that achievable for where you're at? I don't know. Is it measurable? Like, what does it mean to be a better rider or for your horse to be more well-trained? Like, what does that mean, right? So we really want you to be, again, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. And once you set that goal, thinking of really breaking it down, I really love the concept of a mission. So I have a mission that, I don't know, I want Diesel and I to be able to do flying lead changes. That's my mission. And so you would have this mission document and it's going to outline how you're going to achieve that mission. And so for me, it would be breaking down that overarching mission into the smaller steps that we need to be taking in order to achieve that more, that bigger goal that we have set for ourselves. So I really, really encourage you, whether you're an equestrian or not, setting goals. And I do this for myself outside of horses as well. Yes, I have my horse goals. I also have my fitness goals. I have my career goals. I have relationship goals. I have financial goals. All of those things can follow this method of using SMART goals to progress in life, become a better, more badass human. Another thing that I think we can learn from the Navy SEALs is all about preparation. So in one of the episodes of Jocko's podcast that I recently listened to, he did talk about how the movies do not portray like all of the like whiteboard time that they have. And when I say whiteboard time, I mean like sitting in a room, taking notes, there's a whiteboard up on the wall, and they're planning out whatever it is that they're going to have going on. Like there's a ton of preparation, a ton of just like getting everyone on board and understanding what's going to happen, what their role is, what they're going to do. They prepare a ton. It might be very, very dull work, but it's the reason that the Navy SEALs have been able to do things overseas that we all know them for, right? So I really think as an equestrian, we can apply this as well. being prepared. And that can look very, very different depending on where you're at with your horse. It could be preparing for a horse show. I feel like that's a very obvious example, but it could be preparing for a clinic. And I feel like people don't do that enough. Like, where do you need to be at in order to get the most out of a clinic? Or it could be preparing for your next ride. Like, what do you need to bring to the table in order to be successful in the next ride that you have with your horse? And just taking the time to think about it for a minute, come up with a game plan before you're actually executing the thing that you need to be doing. Taking that moment to prepare, get in straight in your head what is required of you, what is going to be done, how it's potentially going to unfold. And on top of that, preparing for something to not go the way that you plan. The Navy SEALs definitely do that. I know in The Way of the Seal, Mark Divine mentioned something, I can't remember the exact quote. It was something about no plan survives contact with the enemy. I think that's what he said. No plan survives contact with the enemy. And it's basically this thought that once you put things into practice in the real world, I would say more often than not, things do not go according to plan. And I feel like, especially if you take a long time to prepare for something, I feel like it's more often than not that it's going to go wrong. It's, you know, when you're not really planning, when you just do a quick, okay, let's go, where things do not go according to plan a lot. And, you know, the more advanced you get, the more risky a situation is, there's a higher risk that it's not going to go to plan. So as part of your preparation process, also taking that into consideration and considering, if this does not go as I think it's going to go, then what? And I feel like with horses, that's a really, really good question to ask, because as you know, horses are living, breathing prey animals, and they often do not respond the way that we would think they would, and it can definitely throw us for a loop. I definitely had this happen at a horse show a couple years ago. I was just going into a trail class with Diesel, and almost immediately as we started our run through the pattern, he saw an individual sitting in a chair in the arena and just like lost, like it was like tunnel vision on that person. And I had never considered that Diesel could potentially spook in a show situation. He had been so good up to that point, despite being 3 years old, and I just was kind of cruising. And when he did that, and I could, like, all he wanted to do was stare at that person and back up from that person as fast as he could. Like, I had no plan. I had no plan. I had no idea what to do because it had never crossed my mind that it would be an issue. It ended up being an issue, and I was not prepared. So that's just a very simple example of why preparation can save you a lot in the future. I like to think about, would future Katrina appreciate that I would take this time now to maybe save some pain later? I want to like do my future self a favor by preparing. And I think that that's something that the Navy SEALs are very, very good at and that we could all benefit from. I think another thing that Navy SEALs are well known for is their resilience. If we look at Hell Week, and if you do not know what Hell Week is or what BUDS is, Google it because it's insane. And I could watch like TV series on BUDS and Hell Week forever. I don't know, like I said, I do not know why I am so obsessed with the Navy SEALs. I love it. Anyways, you see these guys going through Hell Week and you just cannot help but think, the guys that make it through, like their level of resilience and ability to push through adversity is so admirable. Like, I have nothing but respect for the guys that can push themselves mentally and physically through something like Hell Week and come out the other side. And that's definitely something that the Navy SEALs are known for. They are very resilient. They know how to push through adversity. And I don't know what it is about that, but just on like an individual level, that's very much so character traits that I want to have. I want to be known as someone who is very resilient, who can push through adversity, knows how to get through hard times, and can get through it and be a better human being on the other side of it. And as an equestrian, I think that's really, really important because, again, we're working with horses. They're not machines. They are living, breathing animals. And there are so many ups and downs over the years when you have horses, whether it be going through an injury or a horse passing away or having a really hard time just getting through to a horse and figuring out something training-wise. Like, it requires a lot to remain consistent with it, push through it, and get to that spot where you can look back and be like, I did that. I got through it. I pushed through. It was hard. It was not fun at times, but I had the resilience and the fortitude to push through it. And I think that's where I'm at with Diesel right now. Like, I am in a place where I could, for sure, I could send him off. I have the money. I could go pay for him to get trained by, arguably, probably, I could afford the best reigning trainer in Alberta. I could do that. And I don't, because I want to have that satisfaction of figuring this out myself, putting in the hard work, pushing through those tough times where I feel like I'm hitting my head against a wall with his training and we're just butting heads and it's not working. I want to get through that all so that I can look back and, again, be on the other side of it with an amazingly trained horse and say, like, I did that. I did not take the easy way out. I did it my way and I got through it. But with all of that being said, another thing that is very much emphasized in the SEALs is teamwork and collaboration. The SEALs operate as a team. It's never one man going out there alone. They operate as a team. And I think that can be very, very valuable and helpful as an equestrian as well. So while I may not be sending my horse for training, that does not mean that I'm not getting help in the form of clinics or lessons or online training or even just reading books, watching videos. Like, I'm getting help and creating a team around me, whether that be in person or virtual, who's helping raise me up and train this horse to the place where I want him to be. It's all about utilizing others, identifying your weaknesses and your strengths, and seeking out people who can help you with your weaknesses, and then also giving back in your own way, you know, identifying your strengths. How can you contribute to the horse community with your strengths? And I think, yeah, the SEALs are very much team-oriented, and going back to Hell Week, there's lots of exercises where, you know, several guys are carrying a boat overhead or that really long, massive log that they all have to carry. They're doing that as a team because they're really trying to hammer into those guys that you're only as strong as your weakest guy, and you need to build up that weakest guy so you are a very, very strong, cohesive team that can get objectives done when it really matters. And I honestly think that's a little bit lacking in the horse industry. There's a lot of siloing, I feel like, and oftentimes not being open to helping other people, especially in the competitive sense, not wanting to help out your competition, which to a certain degree I understand because some people do want to make money from this, but the majority of people don't, and I feel like we could all benefit overall at trying to collaborate more, maybe not being a team, but just collaborating, helping each other out, seeking help from others, you know, knowing you do not need to struggle on your own, and just being more of a cohesive community. That would be ideal, but that might be a pie in the sky dream. I don't know, but just some food for thought. And the last little thing that I think we can emulate from the seals, which I'm sure there's many more, but these were just some bigger ones that I wanted to highlight today, is just the idea of continuous improvement. I think, like, we'll go back to Jocko because he's well known. He's always, I think, trying to improve the people around him. He's always, you know, working on his fitness, working on his businesses. He's very much a guy who's always getting after it and trying to improve. And I think, like, I understand that most of you who are listening to this, you have horses and they're your hobby. You don't, maybe don't care about getting better. I honestly don't understand that mentality. Like, horses are my hobby as well, but that doesn't mean that I don't want to get better with my horses, that I don't want to get better as a rider, get better as a horse owner, that I don't want my horses to get better. I definitely do. And I definitely aspire to that continual improvement, always getting better, always improving, you know, always putting in the effort to learn something new, to try something new, and just building from where I'm at. I think the SEAL community, again, is very good at that. And just, yeah, continually trying to get better and better every day as a human being. I love that mindset. Just never being quite satisfied and always having that drive to improve, even if it's just a little bit better every day. That's definitely the mindset that I implement, not only with my horses, but just with myself and my life overall. I want that continuous improvement so that, you know, if I look back a year from now, I'm not going to be disappointed because I see that I'm exactly in the same spot. I cannot think of something that would make me more disappointed in myself is to think that I am no further ahead than I was a year ago. That would not sit well with me. We'll just leave it at that. So, yes, as I go through this Navy SEAL obsession, again, I have no idea where it came from. I have zero affiliation with the military. I live in Canada. You know, no one that I know is in the military. I don't know anyone in the military. I just, yeah, especially, again, like I said, someone like Admiral McCraven, I just think he's an awesome, awesome human being, and I really think we need more people like him in this world. It would make the world a much better place, and as I said, I think as equestrians, we can definitely learn from them and implement some of their mindsets and their ways of being, the way they operate, into our work with our horses as well as just our life overall. And with that, you can find me everywhere at Strong in the Saddle. And until next time, remember, it's always a good day to ride.